Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello, Podlers. Coming up, exciting times ahead as our Anna Geary makes an appearance on Gogglebox.
It cuts Rishi Sunak's Commons majority to 49. Now the question is whether his party will remain behind him.
It's a case of Kia Blue Water, Nutty. Do you get?
It's not funny, though.
Kia Blue Water.
Not funny?
Oh.
They grow up so fast. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So I'm asking about your bank holiday weekend. Tell me the tale in emojis. Nick's got in touch. Now, Nick is a rare breed of listener who has got both our sources.
Oh, wow.
There will be a chance for you to win one for yourself tomorrow, but Nick has both. And across his bank holiday weekend, we've got Flame Burger Chicken Salad Tick Fountain Baby Cross.
Oh.
Which means he opted to have Clough over the bank holiday weekend and not Fountain of Youth.
Nice.
So even though he had both at his disposal,
yes,
he chose unwisely, in my opinion. As I say, your chance to win one.
Or maybe
tomorrow.
He's just saying Clough is his favourite. He doesn't like Fountain of Youth. I don't know. Maybe he's saying that.
Oh, so the Red X means like...
Not for me. Yeah,
wouldn't
not
touch
for me.
This.
Oh, I don't know. Okay, who knows?
We've got a slipper emoji, a radio emoji. We've got some kind of sauce bottle, I presume, and then a steak, which is Absolute Radio slippers. Absolute Radio sauce and steak. Yes, Stu in Aylesbury spent a portion of his bank holiday weekend wearing our merchandise slippers, eating our merchandise sauce whilst listening to, well, us.
Wow.
And with our merchandise steak. Do you remember when we did that?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Win yourself some meat in our raffle. That's the merchandise we did. So there we go. So far, it's all the culinary stuff. It's all about the sauce, but it can be any part of your bank holiday weekend, told through emojis.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So, your bank holiday weekend, a part of it told through the use of emojis. And now I'm coming at you with six tiny little pictures that tell a tale of woe. Oh, it's finally happened, Matt.
Yeah.
I don't know if this has ever happened to you yet.
Yeah,
so I'm not casting any aspersions against your name or character as a parent.
Wow.
But my weekend in emojis is train. Then it's the ouchie emoji, then it's the expletive face emoji, then it's a baby face emoji, then it's a mouth emoji, then it's the repeating emoji. Oh. Evie and I got a train from King's Cross to Chesterfield to go and visit Papa for his birthday.
Nice, yeah.
And there's two of us on the train, and I decided to push the boat out and get us a first-class seat.
Lovely. Why
because
not?
It comes with a table, and it means that Evie will sit quietly for 2 hours whilst we hurtle through Leicester doing colouring and stickers, which is perfect. Then I've not given her any screen time because I am, of course, Parent of the Year. Thank you so much. Okay. And that's where the Parenting of the Year stuff ends. Because I went to charge my phone and the plug socket was here.
Yeah.
And as I got down there, I got a little bit confused because I'm nearly 30 now. That's starting to happen. And I whacked my knee on this like metal box under the table. And it was so painful that I let out a rather loud expletive.
Oh, no.
And not that there are any good expletives, kids. But it was one of the bad ones. And that's when we get to the baby face, lips, repeat half of the emojis.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
They just send it back, parrot fashion, really.
So many times, over again.
Oh, really?
Were you in the doghouse with Sarah Jane?
No, well, luckily Sarah Jane wasn't there, and I know she's not awake yet, so this is perfect. Yeah. So I'm getting to share with the group, with my friends, you guys out there, but I shouldn't be in any trouble.
I thought you had Fudge and Magoo Goos for this exact
This is why I invented Fudgy Me Goo Goos. You're absolutely right, Matt.
But sometimes in a moment of extreme pain, BUM comes out.
Yeah. It does. There were obviously other people on the train carriage as well.
Yeah, they heard it. So,
honestly, as well, you know, if I'd written this, people would have said this is lazy writing and handed it back because the sweet little old lady sat next to us. Honestly, like a Miss Marple type, just sat there, like knitting something for a grandchild, while my daughter just says it, Fudgy Me Goo Goos, over again.
You shout it, and then she keeps repeating it.
This is amongst first class passengers.
100%.
There's monocles falling into champagne glasses as you're saying.
So the one thing I remember, maybe it was you told me this, Matt, I don't know, but you can't react. So even though I want to look like a responsible parent, particularly in front of Miss Marple and with all the monocles falling into the champagne flutes, Glenn, you're so right. I want to go, Evangeline, do not use such terrible... But you can't, because then she knows she's onto something. And that's when Mummy finds out, Anna. That's when we get to the other end, we get to Ches Vegas, and she's dropping the bombs left, right and centre. That's when you're in trouble. So I just have to kind of be a bit blasé about it and look like an awful human being.
Yeah, you just go,
you've drawn a monster. Shall we colour it in, darling? Shall we? Please stop saying that.
Little did we know, last week's 10 weeks of tickets, Don't React, was so helpful in training you for this very moment.
The advice. Brain training, of course. So there we go. That is my... Wow. Has that happened to you yet?
Yeah, I mean, yes, it has. But, you know, you've got to just try and stifle it whatever way you can.
Yeah, just play it cool.
And, you know, you'd really hurt yourself. So I think it was fair enough. If you just explain that to the lady that, you know, my knee's killing, I had no other choice, you'd be fine. They'd understand. Yeah. They wouldn't judge you quite so harshly.
Yeah, don't judge his Asbo daughter. He's hurt his knee. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. As promised, with the social ammunition on The Breakfast Show, it's Matt Dyson. Matt, what do we need to know?
We start with an amazing film factor, the movie Gladiator, the Ridley Scott classic.
I watched it for the first time this weekend.
Did you?
No, you didn't.
What are you talking about?
I'm not even kidding.
You had 20 years. I guess you weren't old enough when it came out.
Well, I was only 8. My parents would let me watch it.
15,
No, but I did, honestly. I watched it for the first time this weekend. Do you know what?
What's timing?
It's really
good. Yeah, it's good, isn't it? It's good. I
watched it for
20 years. I watched it 24 years ago, but remember it being quite good.
Yeah, it is quite good. That Russell Crowe is going to be a star.
Yeah.
Well, it really made him, didn't it? But there's been a whole thread about the film that's gone viral over the weekend by All the Right Movies on X. And one of the amazing facts revealed in this thread, which is the main takeaway fact from it, is that in one of the battle scenes, Maximus had a pet wolf, right? And the pet wolf was played by a Tervuren Belgian shepherd dog called Kite. And Kite also played another famous on-screen character.
Go on, then.
He was Robbie Jackson's dog Wellard in EastEnders.
No way.
Oh my
what
God.
A performance.
What, the bit where he's at the very beginning of the movie, he's in the trenches, they're going to war with the
like
people
the barbarian
in Germany.
Yeah,
and the dog's
the
running alongside him.
Yes,
that's Wellard from EastEnders.
Wow. What amazing, what a performance.
You know, I said it to Sarah Jane, I recognise that dog.
What have we seen him? What have we seen him?
No, it's not Bouncer from Neighbours, it's
he's a big showbiz dog.
But you know when he fights the guy who's basically wearing a BAFTA mask? Yeah. That's Ian Beale. There's a lot of crossover.
Lots of crossover.
Yeah, you haven't literally seen Doc Cotton on horseback with a long bow. That's my takeaway from that movie.
Dogs on IMDb is a strange way to behave. But, you know, he was a versatile performer, Wellard, wasn't he? Or the dog who played Wellard. Refused to be pigeonholed. And it's amazing to see. Speaking of versatile performers, amazing news from the world of television over the weekend. Came to us that Anna Geary, our very own Anna Geary, featured on Gogglebox. I mean, this is great. This is a badge of honour for any broadcaster.
You must
I honestly couldn't believe it. You don't know that suddenly they're going to pull something.
Oh, yeah,
that
and
done.
That's there. They don't ask for your permission beforehand, no.
So how did you find out you were on Gogglebox?
Because one of my friends was also, she was presenting that I'd done the top report on politics, and she was presenting and she saw herself on it because she was just watching it and was like, ah, it's
amazing.
Me.
Wow. Amazing.
And then, sent it over to
me. So let's hear the Geary bit, shall we? Let's just
have
cut
we got
straight
it?
To the Geary
oh,
section.
Great.
It's amazing. All the famous characters from Gogglebox are commenting alongside our very own Anna.
On the Prime Minister mounted even further yesterday.
When Suffolk MP Dr. Dan Poulter defected from the Tories to Labour.
Look at this guy, man. Turncoat.
it's called Brett. And then
she comes back in the second.
That's
right,
like going from 80 to in the man, isn't it? Yeah. I was going to say, it's like going from Liverpool to Everton.
Yeah, like Tottenham to Arsenal.
Former health minister and working doctor claims the Tories are failing the health service.
You got a woo from the two brothers and sisters, the young northern brother and sister characters.
Congratulations, Anna.
Thank you. Massive. You know, all my friends text me and were like, you've peaked.
You've peaked. I'll share the full video. It's amazing. You'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where at the beginning of each and every week, I like to do a head count for my freaks. Yes, at the beginning of each and every week, I like to ask you to complete the sentence, is it weird that I? So traditionally, we'd be doing this on a Monday, but as we all enjoyed the bank holiday weekend, it has landed on the breakfast show today, but the rules remain the same. The question is, will you be bold enough to complete the sentence, is it weird that I? The number is 8, 12, 15. And to give you a little taste of the kind of thing we're after, we don't need to cast our memories back too far to the hallowed morning we all spoke to a listener by the name of Daniel.
Is it weird that I eat gravy granules while I'm waiting for the kettle to boil like a pre-dinner treat?
I think weird. It is, Daniel.
Crunching on them.
That's very weird.
Like, while I'm waiting for it to boil, I'll tip some into the palm of my hand and just sort of knock them back.
Oh, really?
Just knock them back.
Right, okay. Wow. So, I mean, how are you consuming them, Daniel? What's your granules techers? Are you, like, wetting your finger and dabbing them into the top, or are you necking them back?
Dab a bisto.
Yeah, straight down the hatch, like a chaser.
Oh, really?
Straight down the hatch, like shotting gravy granules in his own kitchen. Does it make regular gravy that the rest of us enjoy just seem a little bit meek and weak? Like, come on, it's just not hardcore enough.
Yeah, it's boring. You don't want wet gravy.
No. Wow. Do you take a drink straight afterwards and then swill it around to create gravy or not?
The gravy's a chaser.
That's not a bad idea,
yeah. Yeah, you like that.
If I'm feeling extra dangerous, I'll sprinkle them on the top of, like, mashed potato as well.
Wow. Okay, so it's like salt, pepper, gravy granules.
Yes,
the big three.
Like a garnish.
Minty seasoning.
Thank you very much indeed, Daniel. So it's over to you. Is it weird that I send them along to 8, 12, 15 right now? We'll be getting into that just after 8.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. 10 weeks of tickets.
Yes, 10 weeks of tickets is back for yet another week. And this week, we're focused on getting you in to see Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. The gig is happening on the 22nd of this month at the Stadium of Light in Sunderland. What an incredible night out that is going to be. And we are playing Dancing in the Dark. Yes, from the Stadium of Light to the dark. All you need to do is identify which member of the team is dancing on the spot in front of their microphone, and hoping to do just that is Claire. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning, team. How are you all?
We're all good, thanks, Claire. Claire likes classic rock and she is ready to play. Okay, producer Old Swiss, please turn off the lights.
Plunged into darkness.
Okay. Claire, have you pressed your phone up against your ear?
I have.
Okay. Matt Dyson, Glenn Moore, please be upstanding.
Okay. And we're all going to agree to close our eyes, aren't we? Whoever it may be.
And it is time for you to start dancing in the dark. Look. 3 seconds. Okay, it's.
Do not react. Do not react.
Oh, sorry.
Claire.
Oh dear.
Yeah, indeed. Claire can't even see. you know you're a bad dancer when it sounds bad. So was it Matt or was it Glenn?
I'm going to go with Matt.
You're saying Matt Dyson. I can tell you, unfortunately, Claire, it was not Matt Dyson. Thank you for tuning into the show, which means caller number two, Steve. You've done nothing, but you've won the tickets to see Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band because it was Glenn dancing. Well done, Steve. Steve?
Thanks, mate.
Oh. Yeah, well done, Steve. You've done it, Steve. We'll get those tickets out to you. Congratulations. There'll be another chance for you to see The Boss tomorrow from 7:30 a.m. This time the gig is happening in London. Bush and Richie continue 10 weeks of tickets on their always brilliant show from 4 p.m. They've got your chance to see the Foo Fighters.
Listen to Absolute Radio and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
10 weeks of tickets.
On Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
The start of every brand new week, even a short bank holiday one like this, I like to know where my freaks are at. I like to ask you to complete the sentence, is it weird that I... 81215 is the number. If you're looking for something weird, let me put in direction of the Absolute Radio socials and my own Instagram stories, Dave_Berry_Insta. I have used my daughter's Hermione from Harry Potter wig to turn myself, to transform myself into the biggest absolute classic rock fan in the world.
You've been playing dress up again at the weekend.
Evie made me do it. She thought I looked like Hermione. I thought I looked like an extra from Spinal Tap. So you decide. Go take a look. But know this, it is weird. Something strange happened to you at the weekend, didn't it, Matt?
Oh, yeah, I turned my dog green.
So is it weird that I turned my dog green? Yeah. Yes, well, it is, yes.
With
a spell? Or
half
what?
Green, no. So I didn't know this happened, but I was cutting the grass, and when Fred's in the garden while I'm cutting the grass, he always wants to play with the ball. So as I'll cut a little bit of grass and then kick the ball to him a few times, which means he runs off and scampers around through the freshly cut grass.
Yeah.
And
this is idyllic, isn't it? It's like well, last
yeah, a great time together, but Fred, after about an hour of that, Fred was like covered. It must be the chlorophyll or whatever, the green stuff in the grass, the liquid comes out, and all his legs were completely green. So it's like full-on Hulk experience.
Was it just his legs though?
Just
so he looked like the Hulk changing, which is even better.
Yeah. His bottom half was the Hulk. Yeah, he was mid-change Hulk.
Right.
I didn't know that happened.
So semi-Hulk is like, you won't like me when I'm like mildly
scared. Yeah, he was slightly annoyed. Yeah. But amazing, the dogs turn green in fresh grass. If you want to dress your dog up as the Grinch at Christmas, this is the way to go. This is how to do it.
Get the mower out.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's me with my Hermione. This is Spinal Tap. And obviously there's Matt's dog, Fred's little green legs. So they're both pretty weird. What about you?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Is it weird that I wear my socks inside out because I don't like the feeling of the stitching on my toes? It's from Matthew from Gospel. Yeah.
Thanks for giving me something to think about now. The next time
I've never considered it.
Yeah, now I'll hate it.
It's quite a good point, really.
I've got such itchy feet right now. It's unbelievable. Matthew, you've nobbled us all. Dave and the team, is it weird that I have hot chocolate fudge cake with double cream for breakfast?
No.
Whoa. Brian and Kidderminster,
that's
straight.
That's not weird.
Age 10.
I think that's
brilliant. This is brilliant.
Yeah.
You look so inspired by that.
Why has nobody thought to do this before? Why is Brian not in politics? Why is he not in charge?
Every day it's Brian's birthday.
Yeah. Live your best life, Brian. It'll probably be a short life if you carry on having hot chocolate fudge cake for breakfast, but live your best life. Is it weird now, this is weird. Is it weird that when I pull the rashers of bacon out of the packet, I yank off and eat the little bits that just hang there?
Oh, no.
What, of plastic or of the bacon? Which bit? Yeah.
The cling film. Yeah. Just,
it's anonymous, but be more Brian, will you?
Yeah.
Be more Brian. You don't have to do that. You don't have to. Keep them coming. 8, 12, 15. Glenn, Matt's had an opportunity to talk about his little green dog. What about you? Have you been weird this week?
I don't think I've been weird, but is it weird that there's a restaurant that won't let me inside the restaurant? I haven't been kicked out the restaurant. Near me is a massive Italian restaurant. It is enormous.
Right.
They've got like an outdoor conservatory bit which you go through, and then they've got three enormous rooms full of tables, then another conservatory bit, then an outdoor bit. Hundreds of tables, loads of stuff.
Yeah.
I've booked in advance. I've turned up on the night before. I always get sat in the conservatory bit at the very front, which is freezing, and they don't sit anyone else in. So it looks like I work at the restaurant and I'm on my break. And I don't know why.
Yeah.
No one else seems to get sat there, and the restaurant is enormous. There's definitely space. And I've wondered, do I book with maybe an Italian? Is it only for like, oh, you need to be an Italian yourself to go into? Demographic-wise, that's not it.
And so we
went with some friends recently, and I was like, if there's a bunch of us, maybe they won't see my face.
The loophole you'd be looking for.
And they again tried to sit us in the conservatory. And I lied and said, my friend, he gets very cold and he'd love to be sat inside. And they were like, no, there's no space.
No.
And so when we sat down, my friend said, and one of the saddest sentences I've ever heard, he said, this is the least I've ever been inside a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know what I've done. I don't know why I'm not allowed in the restaurant.
Arena! And when you're on, why is it always the day you're wearing a white shirt and a black bow tie? Why is it always that day you're sat there on your own? 8, 12, 15. Keep them coming.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where we continue to ask you to complete the sentence, is it weird that I? Now the number's 8, 12, 15, and joining us live on the show right now, we have Rob. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Hi,
Rob.
Hello.
Welcome along to the show. So the floor is yours. The people of the United Kingdom are listening. Complete the sentence. Is it weird that I
have a third pillar that I snuggle up to at night, which I call Britney?
Right. Okay.
Like a sort of comfort blanket pillow.
A third pillow for snuggling up to named Britney. So, are you a single guy, Rob?
No, I've been married for nearly 30 years now.
Okay. And how does your partner feel about Britney?
She finds it strange, but to be fair, it's one of those... I usually snuggle up to her at night first, and then just really found that the third pillar was more comforting afterwards. So.
Oh. Okay, Rob. I'm glad that you've made this okay in your own head. Oh, no, it's fine, Dave, because I cuddle my wife first, then I cuddle Britney for the rest of the night. Yeah. So it's absolutely, kind of romantic when you think about it, Dave.
I'll be honest, it's a game changer. You've got to try it.
Really?
So you've got two pillows for your head, old school.
Mm-hmm. And, yep.
and then when did Britney come into your life?
Not long ago, to be fair, a friend gave me some pillows, and rather than get rid of my old ones, I thought I'll add this one to the collection. And really, just for sitting up and watching telly, but it was a bit too uncomfortable to lay on one night, so I moved the pillow to my side and snuggled up to it, and done the same ever since, to be fair.
Wow. Has your wife ever caught you on the Benson's for Beds website and stuff?
Not yet.
Oh, I could sit on that and watch some telly. So why did your friend give you some pillows? That's an unusual gift, isn't it?
It was having a clear out, and they just said, do you want some pillows? So
you are four, do I ever? Don't throw those pillows out. You know what, those? Rob, give them to Rob.
I don't even know where the name comes from, to be honest.
Rob, it has been a charm having you on the show. It truly is weird, but I just admire you for coming on and also so early on into this conversation saying it's a game changer, everybody should try it. I love that. You're sticking to your guns. Send our love to the family, Rob, and thanks for tuning into the show.
Will do. Thank you very much.
Nice one, man.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning. Welcome along to the Breakfast Show, where we are all very excited about this.
Dave Berry presents Kids World Records. Yes, a kids' world record attempt happening here in our new state-of-the-art studios. Now, we asked you if you could come up with a bespoke world record for a child to break. We had thousands upon thousands of entries, and we settled on how many members of the Mandarin Easy Peeler family can be peeled in 60 seconds. Now, the decision has been made when it comes to choosing our golden child. The kid who is going to come to our state-of-the-art studios and take on the world record. The kid in question is 11 years old. He hails from York. We've met him on the show once before. Let's once again say, good morning, Taylor.
Good morning, Dave.
Hey, Taylor. Oh. Congratulations. You are the golden child. Yeah. You are the chosen one.
Nice.
How are you feeling?
Excited.
Okay, well, the last time we spoke to your mum, Celine, and she said that you're a last-minute kind of guy. I mean, has that changed? Are you tempted to get some practice in now ahead of the big event itself in a couple of weeks?
Yes, I think so.
You think it's about time you buckled down? Well, we also heard that you just love the Easy Peeler family anyway. I mean, Celine was telling us that she's found peels down the side of your bed, car, in the washing machine. Has that changed since you got outed on the show?
No.
No, okay, still going with that. Do you think you can break the world record? Are you feeling confident, Taylor?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Now, last time we spoke, I asked if you were going to bring any of your mates with you, and you said, no, Dave, no, I'm not going to bring any of my friends with me. Have you had a chance to rethink that?
No, I didn't rethink it at all.
Okay,
no,
fair. You might
stick with that.
Anyone, you might bring anyone with you?
No.
No, okay. it's just going to get a little hanky, a little spine handkerchief with some bread and cheese in it, put it on a stick. It's going to make his way down to London from York.
This is the opposite of a TV show Entourage, isn't it? This is the complete opposite of that.
No, we like it. You know, he likes to roll on his own. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, Taylor. So this month, Taylor, yourself and your mum, you are going to be joining us here at our brand new studios. You are going to attempt to break the world record. You'll be doing it in front of officiator extraordinaire Mark McKinley, who will adjudicate and will announce the world record. How do you think you'll react if that moment comes where Mark tells you that you have got a world record?
Well, I already know I've got the world record.
Oh, there we go.
There it is.
I like it. Taylor, it is great having you back on the show. Send our love to Mummy. We'll see you in a couple of weeks when you will attempt to break a world record. Give it up for the chosen one. Yes. Cheers, Taylor.
Bye.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is your Tuesday morning. Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And we don't like to repeat the same song twice here. Oh, no. That's why we are the home of the no repeat guarantee, meaning you will not hear the same song twice from this moment in time right through till 5 p.m. Now, when we arrived on air just after 6 a.m, I was asking for the tale of your bank holiday weekend told through the use of emojis. And let me tell you, I had a shocker. And now I'm coming at you with six tiny little pictures that tell a tale of woe. It's finally happened, Matt.
Yeah.
I don't know if this has ever happened to you yet.
Because
I'm not casting any aspersions against your name or character as a parent.
Wow.
But my weekend in emojis is train, then it's the ouchie emoji, then it's the expletive face emoji, then it's a baby face emoji, then it's a mouth emoji, then it's the repeating emoji. Evie and I got a train from King's Cross to Chesterfield to go and visit Papa for his birthday.
Nice,
And there's a two of us on the train, and I decided to push the boat out and get us a first-class seat.
Lovely. Why
because
not?
It comes with a table, and it means that Evie will sit quietly for 2 hours whilst we hurtle through Leicester doing colouring and stickers, which is perfect. Then I've not given her any screen time because I am, of course, Parent of the Year. Thank you so much. And that's where the Parenting of the Year stuff ends. Because
I went to charge my phone and the plug socket was here.
Yeah.
And as I got down there, I got a little bit confused because I'm nearly 30 now. That's starting to happen. And I whacked my knee like metal box under the table. And it was so painful that I let out a rather loud expletive.
Oh, no.
Not that there are any good expletives, kids, but it was one of the bad ones. That's when we get to the baby face, lips, repeat half of the emojis.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
They just said it back, parrot fashion, really.
So many times, over again.
Oh, really?
Were you in the doghouse with Sarah Jane?
No, well, luckily Sarah Jane wasn't there, and I know she's not awake yet, so this is perfect. Yeah. So I'm getting to share with the group, with my friends, you guys out there, but I shouldn't be in any trouble.
I thought you had Fudgy Magoo-goos for this exact
this
situation.
Is why I invented Fudgy Magoo-goos. You're absolutely right, Matt.
But sometimes in a moment of extreme pain, BUM comes out.
Yeah. It does. There were obviously other people on the train carriage as well.
Yeah, they heard it.
Honestly, as well, you know, if I'd written this, people would have said this is lazy writing and handed it back because the sweet little old lady sat next to us. Honestly, like a Miss Marple type, just sat there like knitting something for a grandchild, my daughter just says it, Fudgy Magoo-goos over again.
You shout it, and then she keeps repeating it.
This is amongst first-class passengers.
100%.
There's monocles falling into champagne glasses as you're saying.
The one thing I remember, maybe it was you told me this, Matt, I don't know, but you can't react. So even though I want to look like a responsible parent, particularly in front of Miss Marple with all the monocles falling into the champagne flutes, Glenn, you're so right. I want to go, Evangeline. Do not use such terrible... But you can't, because then she knows she's onto something. And that's when Mummy finds out, Anna.
Yes,
that's when we get to the other end, we get to Ches Vegas, and she's dropping the bombs left, right and centre. That's when you're in trouble. So I just have to kind of be a bit blasé about it and look like an awful human being.
Yeah, you just go,
you drawn a monster. Shall we colour it in, darling? Shall we? Please stop saying that.
Little did we know, last week's 10 weeks of tickets to Don't React was so... helpful in training you for this very moment. Nice
the advice. Brain training, of course. So there we go. That is my...
Wow.
Has that happened to you yet?
Yeah, I mean, yes, it has. But, you know, you've got to just try and stifle it whatever way you can.
Yeah, just play it cool.
And, you know, you'd really hurt yourself, so I think it was fair enough. If you just explain that to the lady that, you know, my knee's killing, I had no other choice, you'd be fine. They'd understand. Yeah. They wouldn't judge you quite so harshly.
Yeah, don't judge his Asbo daughter. He's hurt his knee.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that's it for the Tuesday morning edition of The Breakfast Show. Thank you ever so much for tuning in and to those of you who joined in. The whole thing, of course, lives on forevermore in digital form. It's called a podcast. You can get it wherever you get your pods from. But what is the title of the latest edition of the Dave Berry Breakfast Show Daily Podcast? Well, Matt, these are your options based on the times of podcast naming bell rung. There's monocles falling into champagne flutes.
Oh, yeah, that was your angry incident on a train that backfired slightly.
That's why you invented Fudgy Magoo-goos.
Yeah, for that exact situation.
You haven't lived until you've seen Doc Cotton on horseback with a long bow.
Wow, was that related to the... That was related to the social ammo about...
We were talking about Gladiator, yeah. I turned my dog green.
Oh, that was just me while cutting
just
the grass.
Just me. Yeah. Little old me again. This is the least I've ever been inside a restaurant.
That's Conservatory Glenn, as we now call him.
And personally, getting my vote, has your wife ever caught you on the Benson's for Bed website?
Oh, an amazing line from Glenn about that. Rob from Worksop and his strange pillow behaviour. It has to be Benson for Bed, surely.
That is the name of the daily podcast. Has your wife ever caught you on the Benson's for Beds website? You can get it wherever you get your pods. Right, on the way, Leona Graham's going to be here. She'll have the details you need to enter £1 million Make Me a Winner, which today is worth £75,000. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. So stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.